Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, Radio 4's drama series set in Great War Britain.
The 3rd of May, 1917. Dr. Howard Argent.
Everybody!
Daddy,
everybody!
thank you all for indulging me in coming inside on this glorious afternoon. I promise not to delay you for very long. Perhaps you might join me, Marika.
Shouldn't we wait for Madame Greenwood?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Where is Dorothea? Well,
that's my fault, I'm afraid. I suggested she visit Mrs. Worth.
In that case, she'll be ours. But don't let that stop you.
Oh, perhaps we should...
Right then. Very well, then. As I say, I shall endeavour to keep this brief. Marika?
Yes, Dr. Argent.
Would you take my hand, please?
You're not feeling well, huh?
My dear Rafe, I have rarely felt better, because, as of this afternoon, Mademoiselle Dupont, Marika, has done me the very great honour of agreeing to become my wife.
Your wife?
Yes, Alec, my wife. Isn't that right, Marika?
It is, Dr. Howard, yes.
Well, I don't know quite what to say, old chap.
You might try congratulations.
Congratulations, yes, congratulations.
Daddy?
Yes, Grace?
Does this mean that you'll be Matthew's daddy?
Yes, I suppose it does.
Then Matthew will be our brother.
Well, sort of.
Sort of?
It's a little complicated to explain.
What's complicated about it?
And congratulations to you, Marika.
Thank you, Reverend Poole.
It's such a shame Dorothea wasn't here to hear the happy news.
Yes.
Well, I felt it only right that you should be the first to know. And you see, I intend to inform Julius and the rest of the Grahams when I take Grace back to Bouverie Square.
Ah, yes, I see. Well, I hesitate to, Well, Dorothea will... Well, she'll want to congratulate you, of course. But she'll also, well, be interested in the domestic arrangements. Grace, you wanted to show me your wigwam, didn't you?
Yes, come on.
Naturally, I'm delighted for you, for both of you. Delighted, naturally.
Thank you.
If you will excuse me.
But don't you think it's a little...
Little what?
Well, unorthodox, perhaps, to be marrying the mate.
I'm aware of that, old man.
Then
what?
Oh, Howard.
What, Rafe?
You must know that people will inevitably comment.
Oh, perhaps a little, but after all, I'm hardly a stranger to gossip, as well you know.
Yes.
And Marika has been a steadfast friend, as true a friend to me as you.
I appreciate all that.
Well, after all, didn't Victor Lumley marry your former housemate?
He did.
And that all seems to have worked out for the best, doesn't it?
I clearly seem to make a habit of unorthodox marriages at the vicarage.
You mustn't blame yourself, old man.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Perhaps a touch.
What are we to do with you, Howard?
Please don't worry, Rafe. All will be well. You'll see.
And, Juliet? What about her? Well, how do you imagine she'll greet the news?
With some relief. Especially as now, at last, there is some resolution for us both.
Are we going home now, Daddy?
Yes, Grace. We're on our way now. I shall see you later, Rafe.
Yes, Howard.
It will be all right. You'll see. Now, there was a matter I wished to discuss with you.
Oh, yes?
We wondered if you would consider giving Marika away at the altar. Marika has no family of her own here, and I thought... Well, I thought that you'd be the obvious choice. Of course, you can decline if you'd sooner.
Oh, no. No, I'd be delighted.
Then that's settled. Capital.
Daddy, can we go now?
Now, we really ought to be making tracks. Don't want to keep the Grahams waiting, do we?
Well, I can only imagine how they will take your happy news.
Well, Sylvia,
Yes, Gabriel?
What is this?
This is unexpected news.
It's unexpected.
I do appreciate that it might come as something of a surprise, but I didn't consider it right to delay in letting you all know.
A surprise? Yes, yes, well, it is most certainly that, isn't it, Sylvia?
Juliet?
Yes, Mother?
Aren't you going to say something?
Congratulations, Howard.
Congratulations, yes. Quite right. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Perhaps we ought to find something suitable to toast the happy news, Gabriel.
Champagne. I'll fetch us all champagne.
There's really no need to make any kind of a fuss, sir. Mm.
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. I shall go and fetch a bottle from the cellar myself.
Gabriel?
Just a moment, my dear. You will be all right with champagne, won't you, Howard? Shan't be like the last time we celebrated your engagement.
Gabriel.
I assure you it won't, sir.
And how are Reverend and Mrs. Winwood?
They're very well, thank you.
I assume they will have to find a new maid. Although where they will find another as competent as Marika, I can't imagine.
Yes.
You shan't want for good food, that's for sure.
Marika and I will begin looking for somewhere suitable to live immediately.
But you can't stay at the vicarage yourself, surely?
I've taken a room near the Bevan. Temporarily, of course, until I find a suitable home for us both, and as soon as I've done so, I will move in there until Marika and I are married.
Of course, yes.
And you're all well, otherwise, I take it?
We are. We are. Oh, I believe I know who that is. It will be the lady delivering the In Honour Bound card.
But, Mother...
But they just arrived at the town hall today. Now you must be sure and take a card back to the vicarage before you leave, Howard.
I would be delighted to.
Mother!
What, Juliet?
Actually, I wondered whether Howard might care to take a stroll in the garden.
I would be delighted, Juliet.
You're not cold, I hope.
Cold?
The evenings can be a little chilly, I find.
Can they?
Once the sun has set. And I must say, I'm very impressed at the way you've given so much of the garden over to vegetable production.
Well, we must all do our bit, mustn't we?
In Honour Bound?
Sorry?
The cards your mother went to collect.
It's all to do with voluntary rationing.
Oh, yes.
The cards are to be displayed in our windows, demonstrating that we are voluntarily living within the advised limits.
Oh, I see. Of course. You're very quiet, Juliet.
Am I?
Juliet?
Was coming here this evening your way of finally humiliating me?
Humiliating you? No, never. I've never dreamed of doing such a thing.
Would you not?
Of course I wouldn't.
You come to my parents' house and you blithely announce to all the world that you are intending to marry a housemaid?
Not a housemaid, Juliet. Marika.
And how long have you and Marika had feelings for one another?
I beg your pardon.
Am I not allowed to ask?
Actually, no.
Was it when she was tending to you in your night terrors?
That was over 2 years ago.
Around the time that you and I first met, in fact.
What are you implying?
I think you know very well what I'm implying.
I don't think I wish to continue this conversation.
No, I'm sure you don't, Howard. Now that you are legitimizing your sordid little affair.
That is an outrageous accusation. Marika was a source of solace to me, and nothing more.
As I was.
You were my wife.
And did Marika continue to be a source of solace to you when we were married?
Don't be disgusting, Juliet.
I think I have a right to know.
You know very well that I loved you from the very bottom of my heart. And I will not have you disgrace our marriage with accusations which are, frankly, beneath you. There was nothing between Marika and me in that way until very recently.
Did you expect me to believe that?
I don't particularly care whether you believe it or not. It's the truth. And what's more, I take it very hard that you berate me.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
And how did you imagine I would take your news?
Actually, I thought you would be relieved.
Relieved?
Now that matters are more resolved for me also. After all, I know that it was never your intention to cause me any pain.
Well, of course not.
And I imagined, somewhat foolishly it would appear, that you might at last feel liberated from any feelings of responsibility you might have had in that regard.
I never lied to you, Howard. Never once.
And I never lied to you, Juliet. Nor am I lying now.
But you'll excuse me, I think, for now wondering if you ever loved me at all.
What I think... What I think is that we should both calm down and remember that the universe played a ghastly trick on us both. But that now that we have each found contentment, you with Hugh and I with Marika, can't we at least try to be happy for one another, as friends should be?
Friends? You think we can be friends?
Can't we?
With you fornicating with that maid.
You will retract that, Juliet.
We were man and wife, Howard. Man and wife. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Juliet.
Well?
It's not that it didn't mean anything. It's more that in the end it wasn't allowed to mean anything. Hugh was your legal husband, and that was an end to it.
And if we had had a baby together?
Sorry?
You and I, a child of our own. What then?
Yes, yes, well, fortunately that was an issue.
Oh, I see her. She's pregnant, isn't she? Marika? Well.
She is, yes.
I think I would like you to leave, Howard. Leave and never, ever consider returning to this house again.
But what about your father and mother, the champagne?
The gate over there. The one for delivery. You may use that.
Search online for more information about Homefront and World War I on the BBC.